Researchers say efforts to track the status of asymptomatic coronavirus cases in a South Coast college community also show that a COVID-19 test they've developed may be an important new tool in the battle against the virus.
These are just people that are not going to get tested otherwise. Since all of them were asymptomatic, there was no reason for them to go look for a test.
UC Santa Barbara biologist Carolina Arias and a team of colleagues targeted young adults at UCSB, Isla Vista, and Goleta. More than 1,800 volunteers were tested in two batches from May to June and June to July. None of the volunteers reported having symptoms, so they believe they had no reason to be tested.
One of our goals also with this study was to, again, see, since we captured these positive cases, where in the population were they? And we picked up, at the end, nine cases. And all of them were in students. They don't have any symptoms, so they may feel less compelled to stay at home or don't see their friends or even wear a mask. And many of these cases, or the majority of the cases that we detected, were carrying virus at high levels.
The researcher says all nine people in the project who tested positive were in the second batch in late June and early July, which coincided with the increase of cases being seen in Santa Barbara County at the time. Arias says the study highlights the issue with young adults who are largely asymptomatic and have the potential to spread the virus.
They sometimes almost feel like, well, if I get it, no, so what? I'm not going to get sick. I'm probably not going to end up in the hospital. But the problem is that you never know. There might be some conditions that are pre-existent that you may not be fully aware of. Or some of these kids may go visit their parents and their grandparents that put them at a higher risk, again, thinking that they don't have the virus just because they don't have symptoms, which, as we saw in some cases, it's just not true.
But the researcher says what's exciting is the potentially low-cost COVID-19 test they developed at the university compares well with other established tests.
Right now, we are trying to get our test approved. So the one that we developed here at UCSB, we're pursuing FDA approval because we showed that it was as effective as the gold standard in recognizing these infected individuals. And so it is a bit cheaper than the gold standard. It's going to be very accessible for us, so that's one of the things that we're pursuing.
The UCSB biologist explains how the test works.
This method is based on a technology named CRISPR. It can be used for genome editing. The one that we're using is a modification of this CRISPR tool. Basically, what we do is we just isolate the genome of the virus, convert it, which is an RNA molecule, convert it into DNA, expand it, and then use an enzyme to detect it. It's kind of a pair of molecular scissors. So if the viral genome is detected in the sample, these molecular scissors get activated and they cut some reporters. And those reporters are going to emit a fluorescent light.
Aria says they're hoping the test will provide a simpler, more affordable testing option.
It's pretty intuitive. We minimized the cost when we developed it. And it is also, we're trying to make it in such a way that it can be used in places where we don't have a fully equipped science lab, right? The normal methods that are used require very sophisticated equipment and very highly trained personnel. Ours can be run with very simple equipment, and because it has a binary result, fluorescent or no fluorescent, yes virus, no virus, it is easier to interpret.
UCSB Health Services staff members as well as cottage health clinicians are a part of the project, which was just presented in a research paper for peer review. UCSB officials say another benefit of the project was giving them ideas on how to accomplish mass COVID-19 screenings, which will be needed when full in-person instruction resumes. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.